Ara Ara.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Ara Ara the Weeb Podcast. I'm your host Vibs, and with me is my usual co-host Amy.
Hey, hey guys.
And today we will be discussing about anime.
As usual.
But before that, how are you, Amy?
I'm good. I actually changed my username from Estela Vista Amy to just Amy Thing. So yeah, it was basically when I had Estela Vista Amy, it was sort of a mix of things. Well, you know, it was a pun of like Estela Vista baby, and then at that time, I don't know, I just really liked.
What was the reason behind it?
I just like puns. So I have another Instagram, which is also a pun. When I decided to make another Instagram that would be public, which was very recent, just 2021, because of where I was working. They wanted like us to have public Instagrams and all of that. And I didn't want to use my other one because it was more personal. Yeah, I just kind of thought of that pun, like Hasta la vista baby, Hasta la vista Amy. I think it was also sort of because I was just coming out of working from this airline, and I used to travel a lot, and I was thinking like, hey, that kind of sort of suits travel, just in case I would get to travel. I didn't really post my travel photos in my personal one, so I thought, hey, let me post my travel photos in this new one, which is going public anyway, and if I do travel, I'll just post it there. Didn't really end up traveling. Kind of thought it was time to change my username. Had a conversation with Vivs about like, hey, let's pick something that suits me, and then Vivs mentioned that, you know, I'm a very varied person. Like, I don't just have one interest. Like, I'm just all over the place. There was always this inside sort of, it's not an inside joke, but it was a moment from like 9 years ago with my boyfriend when he made my like very first folder on his laptop. Instead of typing Amy, he typed Any. So it sort of became like an inside joke between us that I was just Any.
Any.
So yeah, it was Any. So even till now, like my folders on our laptops, it's always Any. It's Any. Not Amy, it's always Any. So I was just like, okay, mixing what Viv said and what me and my boyfriend like had all these years, I would just put anything. So Amy-thing. So yeah, just anything.
Yeah, but I wanted to share as well the background story of why we have started talking about that. Because like, you guys have obviously seen that for the past few weeks or months, we haven't really posted content on our personal and even the Ara Ara channel, but like I started posting at least one reel a week, you know, just to tell you guys that, hey, I'm still alive. And then Amy was like, I also wanted to do content, but I don't know what. So that's why I told her that, yeah, girl, you're a very variety-based kind of person in a sense that when I first met Amy, I didn't even know that she likes anime, let alone video games. Because like for me, you can easily know that I like those things because like, girl, look at my shirt, you know, like, the things that I wear. I always have these Easter eggs of the things that I like. It's not like that with Amy. Like she's very versatile, I would say, with the things that you like. That's why. And speaking of names, I actually wanted to use this as a jump off to our main topic today, which is mangakas or artists having pen names or showbiz names, because you obviously, like, people would want to keep their privacy. You know, like they don't want to use their real name, especially for like, for example, as we mentioned, manga artists, VTubers, you know, and VTubers especially, it's part of the illusion, you know, of not being a real person, but at the same time, a real person in a sense that you have an address or you have this personality that doesn't only transcend online. And it's actually restrictive of the artist to put out any personally identifying type of information because they want to keep this illusion that this is a VTuber. I saw this article. Actually, this article has been going on for quite some time, I think since last year, but it was officially announced in June that Japan will have a new invoicing system wherein, I'm not particularly sure how it works, but it says here that it's set to expose VTubers, manga artists' identities with public access to them. So in a nutshell, the qualified invoice system will make it easier for the Japan tax collectors to gather information regarding how businesses are paying their contractors. And you know how obsessive Japanese can be, I guess. Not only Japanese, but fans in general. One great example that I can think of is like when a writer kills off a particular character or a very popular character from their show. Let's say, imagine Kishimoto killing Naruto. You know, like, it will cause an outrage and people will be like, be really mad about that. So that's what I wanted to talk about.
Well, because I mean, I just sort of heard about this law very recently and I heard it from you. But like from what I'm, what I'm getting at is that it just sounds pretty dangerous. You know, the thing is with any sort of art, people can, you know, obsess over it, analyze it, just kind of really delve into it. And if there's something that they don't like, especially with the case of anime, there's always going to be these diehard fans that, you know, want things to go a certain way. And if you don't, they get really angry. When you have something like that, and your information is just readily across,
available.
Yeah, you know, like across the internet or wherever. It's very easy for someone to, you know, not just stalk the artist, mm-hmm. but also whatever the worst case scenario might be.
Yeah.
But then is it also like, I don't know, I'm kind of torn between it. Like for me, it is concerning, but at the same time, it's not very common to have anonymous writers in any piece of art, no matter how much of a fan base there is or if it's a pop culture or whatever. Like, for example, you know, Harry Potter, it's a cult culture as well, mm-hmm. or Star Wars, you know who J.K. Rowling is, you know who George Lucas is, Game of Thrones, you know, mm-hmm. George R.R. Martin. So it's sort of like, will it really affect the artists in Japan? Is the culture different? I don't know. So
no, we'll have
to give me some insight on that.
Yeah, I think what exactly happened is, because like I'm reading this Reddit post, and it's not just about the name, because obviously everyone knows Kishimoto, you know, everyone knows Oda who wrote One Piece. Mm-hmm. But the thing that makes this dangerous is that, I'm just reading it off of the Reddit post. It says here, it's been decided that the following data points are needed. One is the location of the head office, prefectural code, municipal code, Japanese name, name or designation, like a lot of sensitive information, I would say. For example, in a data leak kind of situation, you know, because like, you know how fans can be sometimes. It even says here, there's another comment that says, we even received an input from a Japanese person who says that disclosing publicly your pen name, address, etc. on the invoice should be optional. So the creative's private information should be mostly secure, unless in the case of a data breach, but that's how it is with most things. There are some instances where people would want to keep their identity private, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, you know. If you know, you know, Amy.
Like all the spoilers that are very recently coming out.
Yeah. Like, for example, let's use this as an example. Like, content creators in the internet. Let's say you have a Patreon account and it's hard to give out sensitive information like that easily, like your address and stuff. Because see, that personally happened to me when I was still streaming, remember? Like, I think I mentioned this in a previous episode before. And I'm not a big time streamer, girl. Like, who am I? But
yeah.
It's just so happened that while I was streaming, there was this person from Malaysia or Indonesia, I guess, that became a follower of mine. He was actively watching my streams. And then I stopped streaming for quite some time because of work. Then out of nowhere, I got a call from a foreign number that looks like a US number, but actually it wasn't US. Then when I picked up the call, that person says like, is this Viv's Black Mage? It's like, who the fuck calls me Viv's Black Mage on a phone call? You know, and then apparently, oh yeah, I'm this person. Why are you not streaming anymore? It's like, where the heck did you get my number? You know, like, I was so surprised. But obviously, I didn't say that out loud. I just said that, yeah, I'm quite busy with work. Can I call you back? Or like, I have to go. Something like that. I had to cut it short. Mm. But that made me stop streaming, you know, for more than a few months. Because like, I felt a bit scared. Because I don't think I'm sharing my phone information to anywhere else, you know. And even my address. Because he has my address too. And, you know, it made me feel like, oh shit. If this random person can easily get my information, what if someone wants to do something bad and stuff? Like, they can just get my information off the internet. So, yeah. Mm. I mean, that's why there's this sense of threat in this situation, you know?
No, and I just feel kind of bad for these manga artists. I don't know how true this is, but I once saw that they don't really earn that much. Like, if it's converted to dollars, in a year, they make around $17,000 to $35,000 in a year. Like, that's their annual income. Like, they're not exactly balling, you know. And then to kind of put them under this extra stress, you know, where they can get stuck. I guess that's also where the difference is. If you're, let's say, George R. R. Martin, you're basically balling, okay, because you made this hit of a series, you have royalties or whatever. And I guess it can come to the point where you can pay for that extra security or whatever.
Yeah.
But I don't think manga artists have that privilege.
Luxury, yeah.
I'm not
for
sure. Yeah.
Based on this law, there's another line here that says, this law will also impose a cost that will convert to a reduction of the remuneration of freelance workers such as assistants, animators, etc., who are already mostly underpaid by 10%. And they will have to hire accountants as well on top of that to adapt to this new tax system. So, like, it's already small, then it will become smaller.
Is there a threshold for this? Like, for example, here in the UAE, you don't get charged tax. Let's say you're a content creator. Mm. You don't get charged tax unless you're making 300,000 dirhams in a year.
Yeah.
So if you're like a small-time influencer, you don't get that tax. Mm-hmm. But if you're making 300,000 dirhams more, then yeah, obviously. So is there a threshold for this? Because again, like we just established, they're not making much money. So it's not exactly fair for them, you know, to have their information out there, for them to be paying accountants, for them to do all of this. Did they mention that if there was a certain threshold that they have to hit for this to be implemented or not?
I'm actually not sure about that. And obviously we are not in Japan, so we don't fully know the extent of this law. It's just that we are reading whatever is readily available for us. But yeah, I mean, we don't really fully know and how it will affect them. It's just that I feel bad for like authors sometimes, and not even authors, even video game developers. I understand that there are some people who protect their privacy, but there are some people who doesn't give a shit, you know? Because even for Oda, he hasn't really shown his face in public. And no one really know. Like, yeah, you will only see one or two photos of Oda on the internet, and that's it. Like, there's not much information about him, which I totally understand. I'm not gonna spoil anything, but there's like recent news of a character dying from a certain show, and then you know how fans can be, like they are sending death threats or something to the creator. The level of being obsessive with this character, man, they made a memorial in Japan for this character who died fairly recently. And I don't think this is the first time, because when I was reading the comments, I just saw it off of TikTok. When I was reading the comments, they were like, yeah, this also happened with a certain One Piece character when he died. Like, I understand that anime character deaths can be impactful, but like, not to the point of you putting up a monument or like a memorial. Because like, for me, Jiraiya's death was impactful. Like, I was hit hard by it, but not to the point that I am putting flowers on his grave or like creating a small altar or something. Because that's what happened. There's a small, not a small, it's a big memorial thing or like a place. They put up a huge photo of that character and like, you know, putting flowers and candles, and I was like, what?
Well, maybe because anime is very ingrained in the culture. Like, it's very much part of the culture for it to feel like it's very close to home.
No, I don't think so. Girl, they don't even like seeing cosplayers wearing cosplay in public because they feel like it's disrespectful. And I honestly don't believe that all Japanese likes anime, or like, you know, it's like a stereotype that we have to remove, or like, it's not true. I don't think it's true.
So anime isn't as big as, let's say, like in Korea, for example, like because K-pop is their main export and all of that, like their media is their main export. It's very like ingrained in their culture. Mm-hmm. So is it not the same in Japan and anime?
That I am not sure. Like, for example, that's why some Koreans look at K-pop fans as cringe, you know? Because like for example, in the Philippines, there are a lot of Korean tourists. I've seen like obsessive fans just shouting, ah, oppa, oppa. Koreans will be like, what the fuck is happening? You know, like, why are you calling me oppa? Having that kind of stereotype is kind of weird for me. Like, even for me, I used to maybe act like that in my younger years, you know? But I don't know.
No, I was just thinking, like, I was just trying to justify, like, having a monument.
Memorial.
Or whatever for, yeah, a memorial.
I swear to God, girl, like, I don't know what's going on with the world right now. And, like, speaking of obsessive culture, have you noticed why there's a lot of blonde characters in anime with blue eyes? Especially in the early 90s or, like, late 80s, there's this influx of characters with long blonde hair that looks androgynous, like a bit feminine. Like, for example,
House Moving Castle.
Yeah, House Moving Castle. Or like, let's say, Fushigi Yugi. If you have watched Fushigi Yugi, Nakago, he has yellow hair with blue eyes and like has this slightly feminine features. Have you noticed that with Japanese anime?
Yeah.
Because apparently that came from an obsessive culture of Japan. So there's this guy, his name is Bjorn Anderson.
Yeah,
Bjorn. And he was considered the prettiest boy alive at that time. He became so popular in Japan to the point that a lot of media has been influenced. Anime has been influenced by him. So you will see this common pattern of the pretty guy.
But those aren't harmful obsessions. Unless it's being force-fed into you that this is what is beautiful.
Yeah.
And nothing else.
But then it does.
Dangerous.
Sometimes it does. Like, even for example, in Philippine media, right? Like, you will notice how Filipinos, how do I explain this? Like, I don't want to say the word worship, but like, you know, thinks highly of Westerners rather than Westerners, Asians.
Yeah. Eurocentric and, features. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, like if they see a tourist that is from somewhere around those countries, they will be like, oh, that's a foreigner and stuff. But if you will see, like, let's say a Chinese in the Philippines, you will think, like, okay. It's not the same treatment, I would say, if it's someone not from those countries. They also have this stereotype with American characters that they always have this military outfit or, like, with guns or something. Like, for example, what was this video game? There's this video game, I think, Street Fighter, that has this, you know, the brawny, the bulky characters that you see in these games that has this tank top, green tank top, the usual military outfit, and then hair that is like pointing upwards. You immediately have that stereotype, right? Or like for example, in Yu-Gi-Oh! There's this character that says he's from America and his bandana is literally the American flag.
Right, yeah.
Like, weird. And even, for example, in, I'm going too far, I know this is not anime anymore, but like Aladdin. Mm-hmm. You know, like there are some people who were arguing where Aladdin is really from. Is it Arab? Is it Indian? Or is it how Americans view this region before?
Yeah.
You know, it's like a mix of both. Because if you will be looking at their outfits, it doesn't really look too Arab to me. But if you look at the structures or the architecture, then it's like more on the Arab side.
Yeah. But you know, like the original Aladdin, I'm not so sure if I'm remembering this right, but like the original Aladdin is actually Chinese.
No. No way.
Yeah.
No way. Let me Google that right now. Aladdin? Chinese? Origin? Oh, fuck yeah, bitch. You're right. It says here, the original Aladdin was actually Chinese. While the true origins of the tale of Aladdin cannot be completely verified, the story is often attributed to the French writer Antoine Galland, who claimed a Syrian told him about a boy and a genie in China.
Yeah.
Okay, that's new. Oh, shit. Yeah, it is. It is. So people fighting about Aladdin being Indian like or Arabic neither. Are both wrong. You guys are both wrong. It's actually Chinese. Which is, okay. Okay, mind blown. Speaking of being obsessive, even Philippines has that, like with white skin. You know, having lighter skin tone and...
Yeah.
You know.
It's true.
You will always want what you cannot have. Well, like even
that's
those...
why I'm attracted to men who don't want me.
What do you mean?
It's like avoidant attachment personality type. Like they're just hot. Like I don't understand.
So you fall for like, guys who are breadcrumbing you, you know?
Like, oh my god, did he just ghost me? Oh my god.
Oh my god, I have to do something. He's ghosting me now. Like
going back to like how obsession can be dangerous and how this can affect like artists in Japan, like a big example that I can think of is, you know, the Beatles. Like back then they were, you know, they were the it guys, like everything, you know, girls would swoon over them. Music wise they changed the industry, yada yada, they were, you know, the main thing around. And even when they secluded themselves away, anything they released would still be a hit and all of that. And when John Lennon was in New York, an obsessive fan shot him just because he was obsessed with it. With what we established with anime fans and how passionate they can get about characters, it can happen. Like, stuff like that can definitely happen.
Even, I remember there's this artist, Christina Grimmie. She was from American Idol, right?
If I'm not mistaken. I used to follow her even before that. She was a YouTuber first.
Yeah.
Like, way back then.
And then she became popular, and then there's this obsessive fan that just shot her while in her concert, I think.
in a tour.
Yeah, in like, a tour.
I think it was a book signing. I don't recall the details, but yeah.
You know, like that is also obviously very dangerous because like artists can die like that. And speaking of obsessive, I don't know the psychology about this, but like that's why Korea has this rule with their artists that they cannot publicly say that they're dating someone.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And I mean, it makes sense. Right? It's like, huh?
Like in Oshinoko, right? Even yeah. She was like, yeah, she couldn't say she got pregnant. They, like, she was killed because it's like, how could you lie to us? How dare you have, like, a fucking life?
Yeah, like, how dare you have kids and a twins yeah. at that, you know? And here you go, bitch. Yeah, so yeah, it really does happen.
Yeah. Like, that thing that you said in Korea, it was a guy, right? Like, I think it was a guy and, like, this K-pop star. I'm not a K-pop person in any means, but I know there was, like, this particular guy, and he had to publish an apology saying that, like, I'm sorry for having a life. and they kicked him out because, I mean, they weren't supposed to know. And the thing is, he's not dating currently, from what I saw. It was he used to date someone before he was famous, and people were pissed off about that.
Yeah, that's why it's so weird, you know? Like, that's why Oshinoko, I guess, is very relatable in that sense, because like that's really the dark side of the entertainment industry, you know, like how people pull strings. So yeah, and like I remember there was a time that I was a hardcore K-pop fan, so Super Junior, oh my god, you can definitely know my age because of this. So I used to be a huge fan of Super Junior, and then my favorite or my bias in that group at that time announced that he's about to get married, and like he got kicked out of the group just because he is getting married, you know, and like fans felt betrayed by it. He didn't announce it, you're getting married.
Yeah, it's so stupid how entitled fans can be though. Like why do you think you have that much, why are you entitled to a person's life? Like they are there to entertain you, right? Okay, you know, let's say they're a singer, whatever, they'll write songs, they'll sing, great. But and you purchase, let's say, their songs. I don't know, you have a Spotify account. You pay your Spotify to listen to their songs. But beyond that point, what is this, like, there shouldn't be any more of the transaction for you to, like, control their life. Like, it doesn't make sense.
Maybe they have this illusion that maybe I can date this artist one day. And it's now shattered because, you know, again, it's the illusion. They're selling the illusion, not just the artist, I think. That's why, let's say, for example, if a VTuber was about to expose their face or like, you know, like show themselves publicly, like it shatters the illusion.
Yeah, it's not fair though.
It's definitely
if you're like an obsessed fan, like, you know, think about your life choices, honestly. Like, come on, like people have lives and you should get a life too at this point.
I'm sorry, it's true. Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying it's wrong, it's true, but like, man, I used to have that the Lulu vibe as well. You know, like being the Lulu is what gets me through the day.
Yeah, okay, you know? No, you know, the Lulu is the Salulu, okay? But you know, like, and you can, you know, think that, you know, being the Lulu until it becomes true Lulu, like, sure, you know, but like if they tell you, like if this fucking celebrity is like, yo, bro, I'm getting married now, I don't even know who you are, like, let it go.
Yeah, but I can understand the heartbreak. Oh shit, why am I saying this now? Yeah, but like, what else? I don't know about artists, because I guess at one point I was like that. Not to the point that I was obsessive or like I wouldn't forgive the artist for getting married, that's so ew. But like I just felt a bit weird, but not to the point that, oh, I'm betrayed, oh, I won't have the chance to date that artist. No, not that level. I'm more deluded in a sense that anime characters, you know, at that age. But oh my god, I remember when I was young, I think I was in grade school, I was imagining dating Tamahome from Fushigi Yugi. I swear to god, like I was imagining, what if he's real? Just like what happened in the anime. Because like in the anime, he's a character from a book, right? And then Miyaka jumps into the book and gets to meet him. And then eventually at the end, he becomes a real person. And I was like, what if that happens in real life, you know? But girl, I was like maybe 8 or 9. So that's still forgivable at that age.
Yeah.
But now, I don't think so. Like a grown-ass woman thinking like that? Nah, that's not true. Have you had any Delulu moments in your life when you were young?
With celebrities or fictional characters?
Yeah, fictional characters.
Trying to think. No. I there probably was, but like I can't seem to, it doesn't come to mind immediately. Was there a character that I was like, oh my god?
You know, like you were like, oh my god, if this character becomes real, that's it. I want to marry this character. Something like that. You know, that's why waifus and husbandos are a thing.
No, I feel like there was. It's just not coming to mind. I really...
Amy, no. Just spill it. We're not going to judge you. I already said mine.
No, I don't know. I can't... I don't know. For some reason, I can't seem to think of anything. But I'm pretty sure there was. If one day I remember like, oh my god, yeah, I really love this character as a child, then... Yeah, I'll mention it one day, but right now, I can't think. But I'm
maybe
sure.
Howl?
I'm sure there was.
Maybe Howl?
No.
I'm just like mentioning random, you know, stuff. But yeah, maybe he's just not telling us the truth. But anyway, you don't need to be shy. It's okay. Yeah, but I think that's because, as we have talked about in the beginning, you have a lot of things that you follow and like. In your personality, I feel like you're not the type of person who dwells on a certain show. Like, you were like, ah, okay, this is finished, let's move on to the next. Like, you always have something to look forward to. That's why I remember we had this discussion as well about seasons of animes. Like, what if there's this waiting period, like for Attack on Titan, like the upcoming final part 3, whatever, is coming up, but there's like a long waiting period. And you're like, yeah, it's fine. I have other content that I'm going to be watching anyway.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that makes sense.
Sure, I'm sure there is. It's just not... Like, now I feel like I should have had something. So my brain is like, I'm sure there's something. But it's not coming to mind.
I don't know. Maybe Game of Thrones?
No. Oh, I really... But I wasn't obsessed. I really had a crush on Freddie Highmore in Spiderwick Chronicles when I saw it as a child. But
which
that was
the crush.
When I watched Spiderwick Chronicles. But I didn't even... I don't even remember what the story of Spiderwick Chronicles was. It's like, it's just that when I watched the movie, I'm like, oh my god, this guy's so cute. And this was age-appropriate age, okay? We were about the same age at this point of time. So I'm not an adult watching Spiderwick Chronicles, okay? But it was, yeah. So, yeah, there was that. But I wasn't obsessed with him. I'm just like, oh, what's this actor's name? Freddie Highmore. Okay, that's cool. That's it.
Speaking of age appropriate, I remember in our previous episode, we were talking about Sanji and Luffy. And off the record, like after the recording, Amy was like, it's so weird, but I don't like both Sanji and Zoro. I was like, why? What do you mean?
Yeah. So like the One Piece episode, if you've guys seen it, it was like a One Piece episode because like it was a long episode, but even after we stopped recording, we were still talking about it. And we kind of circled back to how we didn't continue Viv's conversation about would you like more Zoro or Sanji and like their actors, basically, because everyone is simping over Makenyu, right?
Mm.
And then I'm like, well, I'm not simping over Makenyu. I honestly find Inyaki very, very cute. Like, he's my type. But when I googled his age, I'm like, he's like, I don't know, 10 years younger than I am? Or no, not really. Like,
no,
he's 21.
I think, seven to 8 years.
Yeah, but whatever, that's like 10, 20 years now. So like, for me, I'm like, oh my god, that's illegal. What? Like, I'm disgusted with myself. Like, automatically, he became a baby, and I was like, oh, no.
Nope.
Yeah, but all the guys as well, in the one, like, Makenyu is also younger than I am. Sanji is also younger than I am.
I think both of them are 27. I still, it's okay. Yeah. Like, you know, like, do you have this rule? Like, +5, -3 is okay in terms of age. You know, but man, it's like, 8 years is too much.
No, I don't have a rule like that. So, here's the thing. Like, me and my siblings, we have a two-year gap. So, like, think that, okay, I'm 95. My sister's 97. My brother's 99. So, when someone is 96, which is just a year younger than me, I still correlate that as, oh, you're, like, just
my
a
sister.
Year older than my sister. Or, like, if they're 98, oh, you're, like, in between, like, my brother and sister. And I'm the eldest. So, for me, I see them as babies. So, like, automatically, it's like, oh, they're children. So, just, like, even if they're a year younger, because I see my siblings as kids, because I grew up the oldest, it's just an automatic thing.
It's an automatic ick for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I understand because even for me, I also do that. Like, I correlate it to my younger siblings' age. But for me, like, for example, when I was 15, I was a fan of Super Junior. It was fine because, like, they're way older than me, like 27, 28, you know. But, like, man.
Yeah, it'll be illegal for them.
I'm the illegal one for them. But, like, you know? But now, fuck, shit, it's hard. Because, like, for example, I have this friend. He's, I think, mid-40s. Not mid-40s. I'm so sorry. No, mid-30s, like 35, 36. And he is standing Woon Young from I forgot which group it is, but at the time that girl is 14. And I was like, bro,
no, illegal, illegal.
That's illegal. FBI, hold on, open up.
Hello, 911.
And
no,
I really don't want to mention this in the episode, but like, I mean, I don't mean to mention this, Amy, but like, people, you always think that we are like, you're taller than me. I've had people tell me that they think that you're taller than me, or like we're at the same height. In reality, okay, Amy is shorter than me.
Yeah, I'm only 4'11". I didn't even reach 5. Like, imagine.
Yeah. And like, when we're together and like, for example, in cons, they will be like, oh shit, Amy is not that tall. And I was like, yeah, what did you think? Like, yeah, we were thinking maybe you guys were almost the same height. Amy had fans because of that. Because of the height. And I'm like, bro.
No, I always say, like, if you have a thing for me, like, clearly, you know. 911, what is your emergency?
So, yeah, I think that's it for this episode. Is there anything else you want to add, Amy?
No, that's pretty much it. Just don't forget to follow me on my new... my new theme now, it's just Amy thing.
So yeah, don't forget to follow me on my Instagram at VivsBlackMage, and also do subscribe to our YouTube channel, the Ara Ara channel, and also do check out our reaction videos. And I don't think we have... Do you have any anime recommendations for this episode?
No.
Maybe watch Oshinoko. And yeah, thank you again, guys, for watching this episode, and see you again next time. Bye! あらあら。